Welcome to the Treasure Corner. I'm Dan Hughes. Many coin shooters have stories about finding bottles full of old coins when they were simply looking for individual coins. A typical example is a friend of mine who was searching around a pond while on vacation in Pennsylvania. The pond was bordered with a short wall of flat shale stones, and he got a good signal that seemed to indicate something under one of the stones. He moved the rock, and underneath was a plastic spice jar with 233 Lincoln Wheaties in it. It must have been hidden there in the 1940s because the newest penny was dated 1948, and many of the coins still had their mint luster. One of them was a 1915S penny that looked brand shiny new. Much more rare is the treasure hunter who is looking for a specific cache. Note, buying treasure maps from the natives is probably not a good investment. In your research, you may happen upon an old newspaper story of a rich man who seemed to have left no money, or a bank robbery where the culprits were captured in short order but they didn't have the loot with them when they were caught and it was never found. In cases like these, you may actually have a shot at finding a cache, not entirely by accident. If you're searching for a particular cache, you should hunt in all-metal mode. Silver coins in an iron container, like a tin can, will either not be detected at all, or they'll just show up as junk if you have your discrimination turned on. Not only will hunting in all-metal mode find those iron pots of gold, it will also give you the greatest depth your detector is capable of. And many caches are buried deeper than coin shooters are used to digging. In fact, if the cache is a large one, the best detector to use is a two-boxer, like the Fisher Gemini 3 or the White's TM-808. These machines are designed solely to find large objects buried deeply. If you don't have a two-boxer, use the largest coil made for your detector. And for caches, your digging will be with a shovel, not a screwdriver, trowel, or hunting knife. Sometimes you may have a hunch that a cache may be hidden, even though you don't have any particular clues. There are a few common hiding places that people seem to gravitate to when they want to hide something. Most caches were hidden indoors, but we can't do a lot about those unless the house is abandoned, so we'll concentrate on the outdoors. And there are two keys you need to keep in mind. Point one, outdoor hiding places are often in clear view of an indoor window. People who buried valuables often hid them within sight of their bedroom window, so if they heard a suspicious noise in the night, they could peek out the window to see if anyone was near their treasure. In fact, right beneath the bedroom window was a popular spot, so the sleeping owner would be awakened by digging at night. And point two, outdoor hiding places are often in places that had automatic burglar alarms. On farms, the chicken coop was a good place to hide treasures because the automatic burglar alarm was a flock of squawking chickens. Post hole banks were also popular. The farmer would wiggle one of his fence posts loose, pull it up, and drop in his cash, then reseat the post. Treasures hidden under fence posts were easier to find when it came time to dig them up. Sometimes he would even nail a tin can to the top of the post, or a pie plate, or just drive a large nail halfway into it so he could quickly find the right post when he wanted to make a withdrawal from his bank. If he were clever, he might mark the post next to the one with the cash. Sometimes the proper fence post would stick up just a little higher than the rest of the posts because there was something under it. And sometimes that particular fence post would be a little bit loose in the ground. Women often hid their money in jars in the garden. It was easy to bury them while they were planting or weeding, and nobody would notice what they were doing. They'd just stick the jar in one of their apron pockets, walk out to the garden, get down on the ground and pull a few weeds, and then slide the jar out of their pocket and stick it in the ground. No way hubby was going to find it in the garden. Why were so many caches left unrecovered? Because if only one person knew about the cache, as was usually the case, and that person died suddenly by accident, heart attack, murder, whatever, then the treasure remained where it was hidden, and there it remains today. Many people know stories of Grandpa's loot never having been found. Best of luck finding your cache. Thanks for listening. And don't forget to check out my book at treasuremanual.com. From the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.